This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents Midnight Blue by Simona van der Vlucht. Read by Imogen Church.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31b. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Doorripe, March 1654. The funeral was a week ago, and I still feel more relieved than anything else. I know that's indefensible, that I should be grieving, but it's impossible. I stand with my arms folded, gazing out of the top half of the kitchen door at the fields and meadows surrounding the farm, but don't really see them. It should never have come to this. Looking back, I can't understand what came over me that night. For years, I'd thought of Hovert as just another man from the village, not someone I paid any particular attention to. I never gave him much thought at all. Not that he wasn't an attractive man, in a certain way he was. The first time I noticed him was at the village fair, when he pulled me up to dance and held me to him. I'd been drinking, of course I had been drinking, but not so much that I couldn't hear his heavy breathing or feel his body pressing against mine.